night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath.
Of your life with Lindsay Batterson on OFM.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Lindsay Batterson, what can you say about a person that always smiles? You cannot not like her. I mean, it's physically and universally impossible not to like Lindsay Batterson. The first time I met her, we started working at OFM at the same time. We entered the same competition. Neither of us won the competition, and eventually we ended up getting jobs at OFM, and that's where our journey began. And I can always remember from the first day that I met Lindsay, she was immaculate, you know, one of those pure beauties. And you could always pull her through a ring at any stage. I think Jake was one of the luckiest men in the world who could wake up 2 o'clock in the morning to a flawless beauty lying next to him. I think that's the type of girl she was. And that's the way I experienced Lindsay, as just someone with so many good attributes. Always at something good to say. Never uttered a negative thing out of her mouth. Even after I moved off on air broadcasting for a bit, and she continued. We didn't see each other that often, but every now and again I would walk into her shop and buy something for my fiance, and she was always there to help and always there to lend a hand and give a smile and give some advice to what the female species would like to hang around their neck. And that's the way I'll remember Lindsay. That's the way I will always cherish her. And may she rest in peace.
They're from Christiana. And you always message in. You're such a sweetie pie. 96.8 FM even knows where they are. And can't wait for the Kaizer Chiefs match. Now they're taking on Bidvest Wits at 6 o'clock. Going to be such an epic match. Adele. Ek sê ek het 'n rowwe week gehad met maandeinde en ek werk tot 6 uur, so ek bly by die huis vanaand. Ek lê op die bank, kyk TV. I hear you, Adele. I think that sounds like a very good plan. Bond with that couch.
Hi, I'm James Kilbourne. It was with great sadness that my wife, Ilda, and I learnt of Lindsay's passing on Saturday. It is with a heavy heart that I now say goodbye to her. Lindsay, your smile, friendliness, sense of style, and professionalism was something we should all aspire towards. You may be gone from our lives, but never from our memories. We miss you very much. Our thoughts and prayers are with her husband Jake, his family, and Lindsay's family in this very difficult time. May God hold you in the palm of his hand. I have learned that death is inevitable. It is life that is unpredictable. Until we meet again, Lindsay. From Ilda and Mr. James.
Thank you.
op OFM.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
I have heard of the city.